This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A question about Colorado's last remaining public monument honoring Christopher Columbus will not go before voters this fall. Last night, the city council in Pueblo voted to continue mediation between supporters and opponents of the statue, and they rejected a proposal to put the question to voters in November. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar supported that decision.
If the people vote to take it down or keep it up, that's not going to solve it. The problem is going to be solved by these interested parties coming to an agreement and saying, this is how we're going to move forward. That was the purpose of getting mediation.
The bronze bust in the center of town has become the site of frequent protests since the killing of George Floyd in May. Colorado Springs has taken the next step toward trying to become the permanent home of U.S. Space Command. Officials have filed a questionnaire response with the Air Force. Earlier this year, the federal government notified Peterson Air Force Base in the Springs that the Space Command would remain there for at least 6 years. According to the city, locations in 26 states are applying to be permanent headquarters, including Colorado Springs and Aurora. Finalists should be named at the beginning of November, with a final decision expected early next year. The Denver Nuggets need a win tonight to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs. The Nuggets face the Utah Jazz in the seventh and final game of their first-round series. The Colorado Avalanche stayed alive in their playoff series with a win against Dallas Monday. The Avs have to win tomorrow and Friday to advance in the NHL postseason. This is CPR News.